So this is just a little footnote, because I've listened back to what I said and I realised that at the beginning of the longer audio I was saying let's rate these on a 5-star, where 1 is, you know, lawn spreader and 5 is the ultimate orgasm. And I'm going to say quite honestly, and I don't want you to take this as, oh, well, I'm not buying that then. I think these are worth, between the two of them, I think they're worth 2.5 out of 5. Right. Now, very often, if you've known anything about my wine listings in the past, you will say, well, you normally list wines at 5, 4, or at the worst 3.5. But I've changed a little bit. Okay. We're talking shop wines, because it's very difficult for me at the moment to access my club wines. The next thing that I like, and probably by far the finest, is to go to English vineyards and buy their wines. And really, an English vineyard wine at its best is worth a completely different comparison level. But, you know, essentially what I'm seeing in a shop like Sainsbury's, okay, because, you know, the Sainsbury's I go in is probably 14 football pitches. I mean, it really does give me a good workout just walking around it. And there's, you know, aisles of wine, right? And so we have, you know, country sort of fields, and then at the bottom of the field is the cheap wine going up to the expensive wine, if you can raise your your eyes above your nose, which I never do, because why would I? And so I'm always looking out on the cheap bottom end of the wines. And so, you know, next to the rosés at the bottom end, you've got the house wines, House by Sainsbury's. Now, for the money, you're probably going to get a pretty drinkable wine, but you've got to remember that it's come from a country like Spain, where wine is cheaper than chips, and don't think they even have chips, do they? They have some sort of tortilla gunk. And so you do wonder what the hell you're drinking, you know, at the price. So essentially, if you can possibly avoid those, do. Although if you've made a few mistakes and you've got a few whites in the fridge, you can zest them up with the House Sainsbury's Zinfandel Rosé. Because that will just make everything taste exactly the same, and it's all perfectly drinkable if you're already quite drunk. Okay, so that's a top tip, and it's only £4.50. And then moving along from there, we have the, you know, completely white labels that don't have anything on them at all, with sort of yellow looking wine in them. And we have the, you know, better not said Penguin Sands, of which I think you can get possibly Chardonnay, Chenin Blanc, and Sauvignon Blanc. But whatever you buy, it's not even Blanc, it's not even Plonk. It's just, you know, something that some kind of oyster vomited because it was feeling particularly ill. And so don't buy those, okay? You know, you need to spend, on a white wine, you need to spend above £6, okay? The only drinkable thing underneath £6 is either that House Zinfandel, and that's only if you're mixing it with everything else and, you know, you just don't give a shite. Or there's a French one in the rosés, which is in a round-shaped bottle, and it's £5. And it doesn't taste of anything at all, but it's a nice colour. And I do recommend that one for the money, you know. Right, so, I mean, it's one of those sort of wines. You, when you're tired of life, you'll gravitate to that one, okay? So, white wines, I mean, at this time of year, and I'm in May, so we're going May to October, what you're probably looking for is a swift fridge door wine that's been well chilled, and it's got, you know, that sort of moisture on the side of the bottle, possibly the glass, maybe a bit of effervescence in the glass. And I have to say, and this is my honest recommendation from years past, Muscadet May. If you're in May and you could afford it, Muscadet. seriously is the perfect grape varietal for May. It's made from the Melon de Bourgogne grape. It's a very depressing name, but there it is. It is good. And then if you just want to work your way through the rest of the Loire varietals, why not? And in June we want big zesty things. I mean, Moldova is a very, very, very good country for June. Romania, very good as well. And July, obviously, you're going to be wending your way to New Zealand for the Sauvignons and all that sort of thing. But if you're a Riesling lover, you never drink anything but Riesling, and it all tastes of petrol, and you don't really care. I mean, there are different types of drinkers, but no one who drinks Penguin Sands can call themselves a drinker, and certainly not by extenuation, a or extension, a thinker. Okay, Penguin Sands is just a zero. You please try pineapple juice, apple juice, or you might enjoy orange juice. And I think over in the next aisle there's something called water, which might well please you. And it's supposed to be, good for you, but I can't honestly say whether that's true or not. Right, so one of the really, epic grape varietals, really nicely, because it never rises above sort of £12 a bottle, is Chenin Blanc. From wherever you get it, Chenin Blanc. I've got no idea what it's called, Chenin, but it's at its very, very best in the expensive Loire bottles, which in fact probably do retail for more than £12 a bottle, but that's only because the French government is such a, tight ass. Anywhere else in the world and you'll be paying £4, probably. Okay, so that's a good tip. From July through to the hotter parts of August, I do think that some of these cheaper South African wines can be incredibly refreshing. I don't think, in all honesty, if I was anything other than really, really poor, I would even think about the two wines that I've tried today. But if you're just middle of the road, you have dowdy friends, your relatives don't inspire you, nobody's relatives inspire them, I don't know why anybody bothers keeping them. I've got rid of all mine years and years and years ago, and I'm so much better for it. Although I am still drinking quite cheap wines, but that will change at some point, quite soon. And I mean, if a woman is going to be anyone's lover, you might as well be a million, million, millionaire's lover, because they can afford better wines and oysters and that sort of thing. And why would you hire yourself out some kind of project old man with, tobacco stains, smells of petrol, and wheeze himself? Don't bother. And it's very much the same in the world of wine. These wines are just above that level. They're not really the kinds of wines that we themselves, but they've only just got it, made it into long trousers. Do you know what I mean? So don't expect great stuff from this sort of price range. You're going to have to spend at least 9 or £90 a bottle to get anything even reasonably decent, or just go around the Vineyards of England. Okay? So that's my tip. Seriously, I have had a very, very bad financial season for the last year or so. I haven't been able to access my own wines. I haven't been able to buy anything decent, and I'm sort of scraping the barrel. And if you scrape the barrel, you'll get the dregs. So I think, we can say these were 2.5 out of 5. They're not bad for cheap dregs. They're worth trying. And then you remind yourself how much better life could be.